It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 750, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet, and nutrition, and lots more. You send me the questions, and I answer them for you. So it's always my favorite time of the week. I love when you send me questions. Thank you in advance for sending them. If I haven't answered your question yet, and you've asked me one, and it's been a while, I promise I'll get to your question. And if you've never asked me anything and are wondering why it might be worth your while, if you're wondering what gives me the right to answer your questions, well, a little bit about me and my education. I have my Doctor of Public Health degree with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have my Master of Public Health and an emphasis in health promotion and health education. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. When I'm not doing this podcast, I hold 3 faculty positions at different institutions, and I've also published research in scholarly journals, presented at national conferences, blah, blah, blah. You get the idea. But again, listening to and answering your questions makes me super happy, so thank you in advance for sending them in. And with that, let's hear today's question as we optimize your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. My name's Eli, and back in November, I suffered a severe traumatic brain injury known as diffuse axonal injury. You know, I'm just lucky to be able to submit this question, but I made huge loads in my recovery, and I continue to work on it every day. And, you know, one of the big things that I've been focusing on in general with traumatic brain injuries for the recovery is nutrition. And so I guess my question is, you know, what food groups, vitamins, and dietary supplements should I be looking into and trying to incorporate into my daily diet to hopefully help my brain get back to how it once was? I would really appreciate it. And thank you, Dr. Neil.
Thank you for your question, Eli. I'm so sorry to hear about what you have gone through. I am sending you healing wishes for your continued recovery. And you're right, Eli, that nutrition does seem to play an important role when it comes to brain health. When it comes to supplements, the data aren't as clear, and I will explain. So here we go. When we look at data from studies, we find that there are common foods that appear to support brain health. Basically, a Mediterranean-type diet is what we're learning may help support brain functions the most. Part of the reason for this is that there are simply more studies examining these types of meal plans. So it's possible that other types of diets may help too, but we just haven't studied them yet. For now, it seems the consensus is that a diet rich in plant-based foods and omega-3 fatty acids in particular may be most helpful. Basically, a meal plan supporting brain health would look like this. Consume mostly whole grains pretty much every day. Get your 5 to 9 combined servings of fruits and vegetables every day, especially those that are dark green, orange, and red. Eat red meat sparingly, and instead consume lean meats like poultry and fish. And with regards to fish, twice a week at least. Include legumes, nuts, and seeds into your daily meals and snacks. Use olive oil instead of other oils. Okay, so why these foods specifically? I'm so glad you asked. I'll start by discussing omega-3 fatty acids. Cold water fatty fish are good sources of omega-3 fats. If you aren't sure which fish are from cold waters or are fatty, just remember this acronym, SMASHED. S, salmon. M, mackerel. A, anchovies. S, sardines. H, halibut. And T, trout. Tuna is a decent source as well, but it doesn't contain as many omega-3 fats as the fish I just mentioned. So consuming these types of fish 2 to 3 times per week has been linked to a lower risk of dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Some studies also found that omega-3 fats improve brain function and development. Not a fish fan? Consider an omega-3 supplement. But of course, talk to your doctor first. You may also have heard that there are some plant-based sources of omega-3 fats. And that's actually correct, but here's where it gets a little more complicated and potentially confusing. There are different subtypes of omega-3 fats. There are some types of omega-3s that are common in plants, and others are commonly found in marine plants and animals. For example, you may have heard that walnuts are a good source of omega-3 fats, or maybe flax seeds. and this is correct. Walnuts contain something called alpha-linolenic acid, or ALA. This is a specific type of omega-3 fatty acid. But fatty fish, like salmon, for example, contain different types of omega-3 fats. Salmon would contain eicosapentaenoic acid, abbreviated EPA, and docosahexaenoic acid, or DHA. Plant sources of omega-3 fats don't have these specific subtypes, EPA and DHA. Or if they do, the amount is minimal. DHA is the most abundant type of omega-3 in the brain and is important in maintaining nerve cell structure and nerve cell function. So it's important we get enough DHA specifically. That's not to say walnuts are bad or won't help improve brain health. This is because walnuts contain other neuroprotective nutrients like antioxidants, vitamin E, carotenoids, and a variety of minerals. You may also have heard that chia seeds are a good source of omega-3. That's also true, but again, chia doesn't come from the ocean and therefore is not a great source of EPA or DHA. So let's move on from omega-3 fats for now. There are other important foods and nutrients to consider. Berries, for example, may also promote brain health. Berries are high in antioxidants. That's partly why they're so beautifully colored. It's the antioxidants that provide some of that vibrant pigment. The specific antioxidants found in berries, though, have been shown to improve memory. A large study found that two or more servings of strawberries and blueberries each week can delay memory decline by up to 2.5 years. Oh, and let's not forget about spices. Consuming cinnamon has been linked to improved memory, increased attention, and enhanced cognitive processing. I'll spare you from quoting Jerry Seinfeld and his take on cinnamon here since I've done that many times before. But I have mentioned in previous Q&A episodes that you want to use Ceylon cinnamon specifically. Oh, and nutmeg and ginger may also help slow cognitive decline. Then there's tea and coffee. Who said that caffeine is bad for your health? Not me. In fact, the caffeine in your morning cup of tea or coffee may help boost your memory and cognitive skills. If you're unsure whether consuming caffeine is right for you, I always have to say, be sure to check with your doctor. Remember, too much caffeine can lead to unwanted side effects. For most healthy adults, the recommendation is to not go above 300 milligrams of caffeine per day. What about supplements? I mentioned that omega-3 supplements specifically, especially those containing EPA and DHA, might be worth exploring with your doctor, especially if you're not a fish fan. So when it comes to buying these omega-3 supplements, you do not need to buy megadose versions, don't need to buy brands with added vitamin E. Manufacturers sometimes add vitamin E to protect the fats from going rancid, but this may not be necessary. Instead, it may be helpful to purchase enteric-coated omega-3 supplements. Buying enteric-coated supplements may prevent that fishy burp side effect. And also, when you're shopping, look for USP or NSF on the actual packaging. Or the best thing to do is go to consumerlab.com and look up any supplement you're trying to purchase. These steps will help ensure that what you're buying is relatively free of impurities and meets some quality standards. Now, there are other dietary supplements on the market, often marketed as supporting brain health or mood or memory, but ignore those claims for now. Because when those supplements are studied, researchers often find they don't appear to help in reality. Lately, I've been seeing television ads for Prevagen. The ads claim that Prevagen improves memory specifically, but the Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, and the New York State Attorney General sued the manufacturers of Prevagen for these misleading ads because the research simply did not support these claims. Okay, so here's the bottom line then. Consume mostly whole grains pretty much every day. Get your 5 to 9 combined servings of fruits and vegetables daily, especially those that are dark green, orange, and red. Eat red meat sparingly, and instead consume lean meats like poultry and fish, fish especially, at least twice a week. Include legumes, nuts, and seeds into your daily meals and snacks. Use olive oil over other oils. Add spices like cinnamon and nutmeg and ginger to your foods when you can. If you don't consume fish or other marine food sources, talk to your doctor about getting an omega-3 supplement. If you enjoy coffee and tea, they may also help. But no need to go overboard. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I hope you continue making huge strides in your recovery, Eli. I wish you the best and thank you again for your question. You're going to be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And tomorrow's the next raffle, so send me a question by tonight to be sure you're in. You can do that at oldpodcast.com/ask, or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. All right, that is another week of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you for listening every day and all the way through. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday as usual and in June, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.